Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Romans chapter 12, I'll read verses 9 through 18 very quickly to you. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Churches and society as a whole is more complex than it was 50 years ago. People travel much farther every day. We have cell phones and social media. There's no such thing as a long-distance call anymore. Population has increased over 75% just in the last 50 years. The average person now interacts with more people daily than they used to interact with in a week. This has made church, and honestly the home, more intricate than in any other generation. Churches used to be the place everyone met, where they talked and caught up with each other. Now, text and phone and email and social media, we were not as familiar with each other 50 years ago as we are today. Now, that's where we put on our best behavior. Now, all of our behavior is splattered in the public. Now, every thought has to be shared, tweeted, hashtagged, liked, or posted. This constant interaction of people and the quick change of leadership back and forth brings great opportunity for disagreement. There are more chances of disagreement, which means more irritability and strife and contention. Romans 12:18 says that we ought to live peaceably with all men as much as we can. God doesn't want us living with war and strife and contention and arguing and all the fussing that goes on. He told us he wants us to live with peace as much as possible. I want to give you 9 statements very quickly about how to live peaceably with those with whom you disagree. Number 1, you don't need to express your disappointment and displeasure all the time. You know, so much of what we say really doesn't need said. 95% of the news should never be reported. If something was said or was done to disappoint, why does anybody have to talk about it? You can't change it. You can't undo an already done action. There's no need to explain our feelings about things that cannot be changed. Why do we even have feelings about things that cannot be changed? Let's not express our disappointment or our displeasure all the time. We don't have to leave a comment. We don't have to read comments. Number 2, don't give your opinion if it is not asked for or if it's not in your area of authority. you know, there is no law that says you have to express your opinion about everything. If it's not in your area of authority, don't express an opinion. My secretary, her office is her office. I don't tell her how to run her file cabinets. I don't tell her how to file things in her computer. That's hers, not mine. A wise person will seek advice on how to do things best, but just because they don't seek your advice doesn't mean they're wrong. Maybe we ought to just not express our opinion so much. Number three, don't flex the power of your authority. You know, there are times that we think because we have achieved some success that we have a right to say something that's not in our area. That's not true. There are times unwanted opinions are given by people out of their area of authority. Well, don't bristle. Remind them kindly that it is your responsibility, not theirs. Thank them for their advice and their opinion and go forward. You don't have to tell them, you're the boss. I don't have to listen to you. My dad is still alive at 85 years old. There's every once in a while he'll give me his opinion, but I didn't ask for it. I'll just say, thanks, Dad. Doesn't mean I have to take it, nor do I think about it if it's not something that I'm going to do. Number four, try to never start an answer with a negative comment. Statements like, I totally disagree, you're wrong, that's stupid, I hate that, should never start a conversation about disagreement. When someone presents an idea with which you disagree, say, you know, maybe that's a good idea, but I'm not sure it's going to fit here. Don't slam the door of their opinion in their face. Maybe there's a way around it without being so negative. Number five, give everyone the possibility of being right, or at least potentially right. Honest disagreement is not rebellion. You know, teens and children need a voice. They may not see all we see, but this is how we'll teach them to form good opinions, not be robots. Number six, don't give your opinion if you have no power to fix the situation. If somebody comes to me and says, how should so-and-so fix their business? I tell them, it's none of my business, I don't know, and I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion about how to fix the United States government other than put better people there. You say, why? Because it's not my area of expertise. I don't want to plant the seeds of doubt and strife and disagreement. I try not to offer opinions outside my area of authority. Number seven, don't offer opinions or advice if you're aware somebody else is counseling them about that thing. Number eight, honestly ask yourself who has the best chance of being right on the issue at hand. You know, sometimes we think we have the answer to everything. Parents, be careful you disagree with your teachers too much of your children. The teacher's with that child and the teacher's been trained. Most leaders are opinionated, but they have to learn to yield at times as well. And number nine, if someone refuses your opinion, let it stop there. Don't pout about it. Don't express your rebuttal about it. Just let it drop and realize that's your opinion, they didn't want it, and it goes forward. We should always be working towards harmony as a Christian, not needless disagreements. We need to quit avoiding. By the way, harmony means more than one note played together that's not all the same note. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.